Baptismal here. We will not make it very long for the obvious reasons the kids cannot sit still very long. Mm-hmm. And some kids just got born this morning. Gotta go back quick. Got able to sneak out, huh? Oh. Okay. Besides the powerful and stable blessings and compassion of a fully enlightened being such as a Buddha, I think the next in line, I'm talking about enlightened beings, I think the next in line is that of a compassion of a mother for her child, a father for his child. And I think that kind of compassion is very, very powerful. It is so powerful that in Shantideva's teachings, the roots and the core of developing bodhicitta, or real, unaffected, stable wish to benefit others, starts with the meditation on the kindness of the mother from the moment she conceives you and she experiences 9 months of discomfort for you. And then the birth process is very traumatic, very painful for the mother. And even after the birth process, and it's so painful and uncomfortable for the mother, the minute she sees her child, she will love it. She will take care of it. And she will not see it as an enemy. Normally, if we give someone 9 months of pain, and then at birth, we stretch their bodies out, and we have to put IV and hours and hours and days of labor, if we see that person, we want to punch them out. Yes, if you give me 9 months of pain, you want to punch them out already. But after 9 months of pain that the child gives the mother, also the father, because the father's got to go and support, got to take care, got to watch. When the mother wants to eat this, want this, want this, what, the father's got to run. But when the baby comes out, still, the mother never curse the baby, never think bad things about the baby, never have negative thought. In fact, the mother wants to know if the baby is okay, if the baby is safe, after giving her so much pain. And then for the next 20 years, 30 years, you know how? Another 20, 30 years of problems. If you don't believe me, look at yourself. You're quite interesting people. I'm sure you gave a little bit of problem to your parents. So what am I trying to say? Today's baptismal is very special. It's the first one I'm holding. It's not the first one I've done. It's the first one I'm holding in this new Gompa in the presence of Lama Tsongkhapa, Vajrayogini, etc., enlightened beings. And today's very special is because I composed a baptismal text based on Lama Tsongkhapa's prayer for the babies. So today, when the babies and the children get their baptismal, after today, they are Buddhist. They are protected by the Buddha. They are protected by the Dharma. They are protected by the Sangha. And what I would like the parents to do, because I'm not going to give you a long talk because there's babies here, what I like the parents to do is teach your children when they can speak or they're speaking Tsongkhapa's short mantra, Om Ara Bansa Nadi. Don't force them. Talk to them gently, and by your example of doing the practice, recite the mantra. Because if you have your children start the mantra now, that's 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years of preparation before they grow up and leave your home, that they will be good people. Everybody knows if we do real Dharma practice, we become good people. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows we become good people. So imagine if we can start this with your children. I didn't say to make your children monks and nuns. What I said is to start them off on something powerful. You're going to feed them. You are going to feed them. You are going to work for them. You are going to educate them. You are going to wash them and clean them and take care of them. You have to do so much for them. Then when they grow up, if they turn out to be wonderful people, that's great. But one way of helping them to turn out to be wonderful people is to make sure the Dharma is in their mind, the blessings, the three jewels in their mind. Why? A mother and father's love must manifest in something very high, more than food, more than money, more than clothes, more than education for your kids. Those are necessary. Those are good. But it must manifest in the highest of the high to give your children a spiritual foundation so that when they grow up, they will be law-abiding citizens of our beautiful country here. They will be respectful of elders. They will be respectful of their parents. They will not harm others. They will not do drugs. They will not get drunk. They will not hurt anyone in any way. How can we do that? You don't do that when they grow up and it's too late. You have to do it starting when they're young. But more important is that the parents must show the correct example. So therefore, today's baptismal, to me, is not just a spiritual blessing and protection of your children. It is an expression of your deep love for your children. So I'm very honored, and I'm very happy, and I'm very excited to do this short baptismal. Why? Because I would like to share in your love for your children. No offense to anyone. Imagine if all of you started Dharma when you were 5, 6, 7, 9, 10 years old. Then some of you today would be normal. Normal. But I won't say who. Just kidding. Imagine if you started Dharma when you're 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. You'll be exactly you, even more better than what you are. But it's never too late. So therefore, to give the gift of Dharma to your children is the best gift. Let me explain in short why. Because when your children grow up and they leave you, they won't listen, they won't cooperate, they have their own minds, they're going to live their own lives. The food you gave them, the education you gave them, the clothes you gave them might be forgotten, but the Dharma you gave them will lead them for the rest of their lives safely, even after you are dead. You don't have to worry about your children anymore. And then they will pass this to their children. That's very important. So today, I'm going to confer the baptismal, and I want the parents to recite with me, because you know what? Yes, I'm a Tibetan monk. Yes, I'm a teacher. But no, my blessings for your children is not more powerful than yours. No, your blessing is just as powerful. In the near future, I will be ordaining pastors. The pastors will also be doing baptismal for children to bring them into the protection of the three jewels. That will definitely happen. So therefore, when we recite this, I want all the parents to recite with me together to bless your beautiful kids together. You and me bless them together. And then afterwards, I'll walk up and down the rows to sprinkle some very consecrated holy water, which is somewhere around here. Ah, there it is. On all of you. Okay, on the naughty kids, I don't sprinkle water. I take the vase and tap them on the head. This one looking at me. Cute. This one like, do I get a tap or a sprinkle? I will sprinkle a little water. Then we do a dedication, and then it's done. Then you should think from today on, you should take your certificates, put it home, put it up in the children's room, and teach your children Tsongkhapa's short mantra, Om Arabazanadi. Teach your children. Why? The mantra is your love for your kids. Some people say, oh, maybe my children don't want to be Buddhist. It's okay. But until they don't want to be Buddhist, let them be protected by Buddha. Buddha's not going to say, oh, you're not Buddhist, I don't protect you. No, definitely not. Buddha thinks much wider. See, whether you accept Buddha or not, he accepts you. Whether you like Buddha or not, whether you think Buddha is good or not, it doesn't affect him. Because Buddhism accepts everything, everyone. So therefore, we do a wonderful baptism. Some of you have flown in very far to have this done, to have your child blessed. And I'm very happy for you. Because why? It shows me how much you love your kids. Remember, after the baptismal, if your kids are too small and teeny, like Liu's baby, Liu's baby came out this morning. If your baby is too small, like Liu's baby, Liu was very interesting. He had the baby, not his wife. I saw him downstairs breastfeeding. Liu is such a good worker. He works really hard. He's very dedicated. He does everything. But for 5 days, my blog was not working. For six days, I was being kind. My pick photos on the go wasn't working. And I was jumping up and down. I was throwing things and breaking things. And I was doing my BF. And then Ben Kui told me that Liu has a small issue. I said, what? He's having a baby. I went, oh. So I calmed down now. But I was writing all kinds of bad things on my blog. Oh, my on-the-go doesn't work. Who in E division is not doing their job? Who? Then I found out he was a little busy having a baby. Thank you. It's beautiful. So what happens is, if you've already taken refuge before, later on, you retake it today to repair your vows. Now the babies will be blessed. Please, if your babies are too small, you recite the mantra for them every day. Omara Bazanadi, Omara Bazanadi, Omara Bazanadi, Omara Bazanadi. Quietly and blow on them and in their ears. And in the future, if you guys are having more babies, or you know people having babies, the minute the baby comes out, recite the mantra in their mouth. What we do is we hold the baby, the mother, recite Omara Bazanadi, Omara Bazanadi, and blow into the mouth of the baby. Imagine the first connection of the beautiful mother and the beautiful child is Manjushri or Tsongkhapa's mantra. So you think this time, oh, it's too late. They already came out. They're already that big. How? Blow anyway. The mother's mouth is pure. It's clean. Blow anyway, la. And the kid don't want, slap and blow. Because, okay, so please help me and join me to bless your beautiful children so they grow up to be wonderful citizens of our country, law-abiding, respecting, and do good things. Okay? And recite the mantra for them. That's your job. So I give you the blessing today, you maintain the blessing. Example, today I give you all a car, you have to maintain it so it runs well. So today I give you a car for your kids to speed onto a good life. And most important, parents, you be an example. If you're a monster, you don't want to do Dharma, you're strange, you're weird, you're always fighting with your wife and husband, you're always greedy, you don't talk nice, then you say, you tell your children, hey, recite mantra, of course they won't do. Of course they won't do, why? You have to show what the mantra means. The mantra is love, love for kids, love for everyone. Okay? Good. Now, I invoke upon the blessings of Lama Tsongkhapa, who was prophesied by Shakyamuni himself, the second Buddha Lama Tsongkhapa, Losan Trakpa. I invoke upon your blessings and your power today to bless all these children, to enter their mind streams, so they will be protected from nightmares. They'll be protected from wrong and negative influences. They will be safe and always have a good mind. That their education will be successful and they'll grow up to be wonderful, wonderful people that respect their parents and that live good lives to benefit others. I invoke upon Lama Tsongkhapa's blessings. I take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha from my heart. Today on Vaisak Day, the day that Lord Buddha was born, your child enters Dharma. How auspicious. Please follow me on page 11. Yeah, they bombarded. Two to three children here in the next few months will experience some difficulty in sleeping. That's it. Two to three children will be experiencing some difficulty in sleeping and crying a lot. When that happens, remember what I said today. Do Cetrop's black tea, do Cetrop's mantra, and bless the child and bless the room. Then within a few days, the child will settle down. Please remember that, all your parents. When that happens, do not be worried, do not be scared. Just do Cetra and do the black tea and do the mantra and blow it on your child. The child will settle down, most likely two. Okay, keep that in your minds. Good. Please recite with me. If your kids are a little difficult, then you just listen and hold your child. And if they make noise, today I make an exception. Usually if kids make noise, I have a special place for them. It's called a tatika. I take refuge in the Guru. I take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge in the Dharma. I take refuge in the Sangha. I take refuge in the Guru. I take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge. Please recite with me. This is the place where we actually bless your child with Lama Tsongkhapa. I request Buddha Tsongkhapa to bless this child to have strong and healthy and vibrant body. Mingme tebe techin chene zi dreme kembe ombo champa. Duvo ma yu jomze samwe da ganchen kebe zuchin zong. Mingme tebe chene zi dreme kembe ombo champa. Duvo ma yu jomze samwe da ganchen kebe zuchin zong. Lo zon jawe sha la so wande. Mingme tebe techin chene zi dreme kembe ombo champa. Duvo ma yu jomze samwe da ganchen kebe zuchin zong. Lo zon jawe sha la so wande. Mingme tebe techin chene zi dreme kembe ombo champa. Duvo ma yu jomze samwe. Parents, your children have been baptized, and they are consecrated, and they are blessed. Please recite the mantra for them to keep up the blessing. Now let's do a dedication, and we are finished. Just a little footnote. A few weeks ago, when I was composing this prayer, I was in my bedroom, my room, with Ben Kui, who was writing down the notes. And as we were composing this, a very light rain from a clear sky fell. We saw very clearly. There was no thunder clouds, there was nothing, very lightly. And when we finished the composition, it rained very lightly. It wasn't even the rain, it was like a mist. And I took that as a very auspicious sign that this baptismal will benefit many, many beings in the future. We are finished. We are done for the baby baptismal. Remember, maintain the blessings, show your children a good example, always. And engage in Dharma practice. When your children, as they grow, they observe you doing works for others, they will be convinced and they will grow up to do exactly what you do. All right? And recite the Manjushri mantra, Tsongkhapa, Omarabhaza, same, for them every day, and ask them to recite without forcing them. Very, very good. I'm very happy and I'm very honored to have been able to consecrate and to bring so many children into protection of the Three Jewels. I wish you all a good, happy Vesak Day.